Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about the folks who plant the seeds and pray for rain, our state's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I know there's a whole lot more that goes into production agriculture than planting and praying, but oftentimes it'll come down to that. Hey, let's visit a bit about beef production. I thank the Beef Industry Council for the information. I'd forgotten that even with all of the advances in agriculture, beef production still represents the largest segment of American ag. In the state of South Dakota, there are nearly 14,000 beef ranches and farms. And listen to this, South Dakota has 4.5 head of beef cattle for every resident. Interestingly, as much as methods of beef production have changed, there are still many similarities when the old stockyards guy was a kid. One of those is marketing. The Wooster brothers, like most everybody else, sold cattle at the local auction barn and went well. 70 years later, most producers in the state still do, although the modern day auction markets are vastly improved in facilities and technology. In keeping with Beef Month, based upon a lifetime in the business, I really believe that overall, South Dakota may have the best marketing system for feeder cattle of any place in the country. I mean that. Congratulations to folks that own and operate those facilities and all of you who support them. Continuing on the topic, I want to plug this week's Farming in the 605 podcast, as a feature is Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of U.S. Meat Export Federation. His discussion on demand for U.S. beef and foreign export markets is well worth the listen. I remind you that you can also listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or directly from our website. Finally, to all of you high school seniors who have or will graduate, congratulations. I can't imagine what the past couple of years have been like as you did everything possible to excel in school while dealing with COVID. Yet here you are about to embark on the next step in life's journey. Way to go. And always remember, South Dakota is a pretty darn good place to call home. Remember the meaning of Memorial Day weekend. Be safe in all that you do. And to all of you who keep us fed, thank you.